Welcome to Docs in Orbit, a podcast for international, independent, creative nonfiction filmmakers. This is Eileen Gückmann. Doc Leipzig is the oldest festival for documentary and animation film, and it's taking place from October 8th to 15th in the beautiful town of Leipzig in Germany. As we get ready for the festival, I had the pleasure of talking with Franka Zaxa, a very talented director and animator, who also happens to be the curator for the animation night at Doc Leipzig. Enjoy the conversation. I wanted to first hear a bit about your background as an animator. Could you tell us when you started to draw and animate, and what was your artistic and professional journey so far?
I asked that myself a while ago, and I was thinking, when did it actually all start? And then I was going back through my old materials, through my archives from back in the when I was at university. I studied media design at the Bauhaus University. And I didn't plan on doing anything with animation, but the further back I was digging through my archives, I always found something animated. So I kind of always found a way to turn the classes into something animation related for me. So there was always whatever and kind of exercise in the end. And then I was like, kind of bending the rules a bit, and then it was some kind of sequential images or something. I also discovered a film that I made with my friends when I was 16. We were all, or maybe even a bit younger, like there was a friend of mine had just gotten one of these digital cameras, compact cameras, and so we were trying to find out what to do with these things and tried a lot and played around, and then we did a little stop motion film. So you might want to count it in. I don't know. It's still a nice memory.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I have a few friends in animation, and I always tell them that I'm quite jealous of them because I think what you're doing is amazing. And I know it's a lot of work and it requires a patience that I don't have, maybe. But it's also, I feel like you have so much freedom, creative freedom. And I wish I just kept drawing since I was a child. Now I think it's too late for me, but yeah.
I don't know. It's never too late. Also, it's not only drawing. Like, I'm also teaching. I'm a lecturer at the Kunsthochschule Kassel, the animation class. And I hear very often from students who just started, oh no, I can't join the animation class, like, or the animation program, I can't draw. And first of all, it's not like drawing is a very just one technique, and there's lots of like what is knowing to draw, like who made the rules. I mean, yes, of course you can think about teaching somebody to draw realistic drawings, draw in perspective, things like that, but it's great fun and just amazing to break the rules also.
So it's not too late, there's hope for me.
Sure. Always hope.
Moving on to your role at Doc Leipzig, Is it your first year as curator for the festival?
So with Doc Leipzig, I started last year in the pre-selection committee. So what I did basically last year was watching all the films and giving my comment. So then the selection committee would already have a kind of feedback from somebody, which I'm always very happy to do that and glad, because it's so interesting. It's hard work, but you really are at the pulse somehow. Like, you get the freshest, nobody has ever seen these kind of very new films, and you can really feel, and you get a lot of them. So you get a feeling of, okay, that's actually going on at the moment. Okay, so that's really nice.
Yeah, so you created the Animation Night, right? Could you tell us a bit what to expect from it?
The Animation Night with Tess Martin. It's dedicated to the artist Tess Martin. I was asked to curate it, and, or let's say it all started with the question, who's an interesting artist that we want to dedicate an animation night to? Who can I relate to? Whose work do I find special? It was a very personal kind of approach. And then it somehow convinced Christoph der Hechte and the rest of the team of Doc Leipzig. Then the next question was, hey, do you want to like get into it and put it together? It's like, oh, okay, let me contact Tess Martin and talk to her. I knew her work. I didn't know her personally. I've never met her, but she's quite active, not only as a filmmaker, but also in other areas. I almost felt like I know her because she also does explanatory videos and all related to animation. And I somehow imagined, when I see her work, I always imagined, oh, she must be as nerdy as me. Like, she's also comes across as also in the most positive sense as a real animation geek. So to admit it, I felt a little bit like, oh, maybe there's somebody of my tribe. Like, yeah. So she had this wonderful idea to divide the evening in two parts. One is titled The Head and one is titled The Heart. It all starts with the head part. And there's the first five films, which she told me came from a more intellectual approach. And in the second part, which is titled The Heart, like the first film in the screening is her graduation film. And she told me, in a way, it's the film that she identifies most with. So if you really want to meet Tess Martin, come to that screening and watch A Moment's Reverie, her graduation film, which you cannot see anywhere else. She kind of very generously allowed us to show it.
She's protective of this film, usually?
She hasn't shown it in a long while. And also, it's not on her website, like no stills or anything. It's on my question list to ask her.
I had the chance to watch one of Tess Martin's films, but it's her new film, so I don't think it's in your program, but it's playing in the international competition at Doc Leipzig. I'm talking about 1976 Search for Life. And wow. I watched it three times because I found it really amazing. It's so good. And so, yeah, I feel lucky because I could watch it before everyone. I don't want to say too much about it because it's a short film anyway, so I don't want to reveal too much about the story, but it's about a father who takes his family to his birthplace in Scotland. And the film is set in 1976. The same year, it's NASA's first attempt to explore life on other planets. And so they send this two spacecraft on Mars to explore it. Besides the year, you know, like what connects these two events? I would say it's the way Martin connects them through her art and her ideas and her skills. It's what makes this film so unique and so, so beautiful.
Yeah. We were actually really, really lucky because we were working on this homage to Tess Martin, this Animation Night program, and we knew she had this film and it didn't premiere anywhere yet, and she was looking for the right place to premiere it and was quite reluctant. I asked her, wouldn't it be like a wonderful thing like to build bridges between the programs? And she was like, oh, I have to talk to my distributor, and we kind of had a plan, back and forth. So in the end, we could convince her to have the premiere in Leipzig, which is like really, really nice because then the different programs kind of connect. And the other really lucky thing is that in the Animation Night program, there is, we will show another version of 1976 Search for Life, because it also exists as an installation. They are not like totally different or anything. It's a different editing, but what we will show in the animation night is really a documentary video on how your experience in this installation would be, which is really beautiful. It's also rare. It's not a version for a film festival, so we wouldn't usually see that. Actually, many of Tess films, but especially that one and also Still Life with Woman, Tea and Letter, is a film where she asks the question of reality, time, space. So in a way, there's a film in a film, or a film in a film in an installation. And that also raises the question of, actually, this film is in a cinema. It might be screened here. There's an audience. So there's another layer of reality. I also don't want to reveal too much, so, but you will see yourself. It's such a wonderfully layered piece of art that raises questions like, okay, what is actually real? And what is time? Where are we? What does time mean? What does space mean? What is film as a medium? What is documentary? What is fiction? Because she also is very much present as an artist in this film. And so in a way, it's a fictional piece, but it's also documenting her whilst kind of doing it. So I find that the more I think about it, the better it gets. It's quite amazing. Also, in her film Still Life with Woman, Tea and Letter, it's amazing what she does with time. All of these things kind of come together, and she maneuvers in an in-between back and forth to tell her stories. It's quite brilliant.
I'll tell our listeners that they should go to the animation night, go watch Martin's films because they're incredible. as you told me also at the beginning of this conversation, there are so many fantastic films in the program. Do you have a few other highlights or recommendations?
Yes. I think what's quite remarkable is that for the first time there's feature-length animation at DOC Leipzig. And a film that touched me a lot, like personally, is Tender Metalheads. It's a Spanish production, and it's a story about two, probably young teenage boys discovering a connection with each other through music. But it is just very honest. It's very funny, very charming, it's very touching, but it's also for me a very nice perspective on the feeling of teenage boys, and also totally against what a cliche. So it's something completely different, and it also is not trying hard to be like, no, we really want to make a film that is showing something completely different than what we know about teenage boy cliches, but it is very, in a very organic way. You watch the story, you feel it, and you go on this emotional ride, and then in the end you think like, yeah, that's actually, wow, that's a very different perspective. I really like that. It's really, it opens up a possibility of softness, of showing emotions, but in a very honest and sweet and nice and beautiful way. So that was like maybe my feature film recommendation. But I mean, they are all, it's a pretty great selection. It's 6 feature films, and I think they are all definitely worth watching it. From China, from France, from Germany, co-productions, Canada, like you can't do wrong if you just buy the ticket, and you don't need to read the synopsis, just get in the cinema. But there's a couple of short films that are also quite amazing. There's Zima from Tomek Popakul, who also made Acid Rain. I wonder if
I remember, it was a great film.
Yes, I think it doesn't need any if you know Acid Rain, you will already be probably like, my God, it is as fascinating and mind-blowing. We have also, what I also personally liked a lot, A Crab in the Pool, just a film about a brother and a sister, the way they deal with a certain trauma. Very touching somehow, also because it starts a bit funny, weird, and you don't really know what's going on, but then it completely reveals what its core and that it's something very deep and touching. And also very funny, Drift, I hope I pronounce it right, by Levi Stops, a Belgian film about a couple lost on a piece of wood in the ocean. They kind of don't know where, like they kind of got lost on the ocean, and they have to find shelter in a rotting whale and kind of deal with the problems of the relationship. Yeah, but I mean, there's a ton of other films. Just maybe to name one, a German film, but just because, well, you know, I'm German. There's Brother by Markus Gusschok, which is very intense. Or maybe it's just a wall. I'm struggling to pronounce it. It's Just a Wall by Bianca Scali. She's still, I think she is a student or just recently graduated from the Film Academy Baden-Württemberg. Also brilliant work from Germany. But films from a variety of countries all around the world. Oh, let me mention one more, which really blew my mind. There's a film from India, and it's called Moonless. And that was really like, I had to watch that a couple of times because we were so like, what's actually going on here? It's beautifully quirky and seltsam, like just a bit, okay. Wow, but also very poetic. And a nice collage of techniques and just having some input from other cultures and other ways of storytelling and thinking film. And of course, also making film is just really amazing. So I also really recommend Moonless. I think the director's name is Adib Das.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your insights and recommendations. It's great.
Thank you very much for talking to me. It was really very nice. Pleasure. I can always talk about animation for hours. Like if you kind of start me, then it's hard to stop. Maybe let me just say for all the animation people, everybody's whose heart is like beating for animation. Is that something you can translate into English? I wonder. Everybody who's totally into animation, your Doc Leipzig days are definitely Thursday and Friday. The Doc Leipzig team try to focus on animation at these 2 days. So it's a bit more compact. So if you don't have so much time, because animators and people working in the animation industry are always busy and have a lot of work, as animation is such a long process. And so that's maybe your days to come. There will be great feature films. And also we have a talk on Friday in the morning about the difficulties in producing feature-length animation. And there's a wonderful program called Animation Perspectives with Anne Isensee and Michelle Brandt. And we have, of course, the animation night. And there's also a very cute program that I personally like a lot because I'm also, maybe like you, very much into the emotions and personal perspectives and insights into people's soul. It's called Ein Lexikon der Liebe. Maybe, I don't know how to translate it. Maybe a dictionary of love. It's a program with six animated films presenting different perspectives or different kind of inside views on love and relationship and
So lots of love and tenderness in this edition of Doc Leipzig.
Yeah.
This episode was produced by Christina Zahariades in Brooklyn, Eileen Guckman in Zurich, and Hossein Jalil Vant in Geneva, with music by Nahim Barkou.